Hello, this is Wynn Parker. Parker's Pathways on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello, audience. This is the first show of Parker's Pathways, and of course, I'll have a lot of empathy here with the audience to kind of go with me today, because if we got any technical difficulties, which I really don't expect, but if we do, I just bear with us. And won't have any guests today. It's going to be a lot of laying the groundwork for various subjects that have implications for health, law, and politics, and the general global situation of how it's affecting us personally. And this whole concept has been born from personal events in your life. Sometimes you see things that affect you for the rest of your life. And I can remember the time when I was in Japan. I had to be there for an Uncle Sam reason, but I saw Hiroshima, and I can remember my response was 3 days of silence. I just couldn't speak. And I think this is my rebirth as well that RBN has given me. And we're going to break the silence. And we're going to talk about, over a long period of time in many shows, very exciting guests from decision makers concerning our health and how the war of politics is affecting us personally in other ways. And I personally feel, as a basis for this show, is that there's a lot of fine minds out there in teaching institutions, universities, and homes and places where their ideas being developed for goodness of people and can help the homeland security down the road, which is really our battle line, and are the minds of people and the development of people's real personal feelings about how they're going to see the goodness in something. And that's what Parker's Pathways is going to be all about. The idea that we hear a lot about problems, and they're there, but there's some good reasons why research is done, why people are having good results from what's happening to them personally. But we need to put the power back in the people to be able to legally and mentally and medically, in real world terms, make a decision for themselves as to how to force this whole thing into a good outcome. I know that we're competing today with the aftermath of the MTV Music Awards that happened last night, and I realize that there are people out here that are heading for their holiday, but we're in a tremendous labor movement in this country of change of technology and education and knowledge, and what it's going to take to be able to compete in the global marketplace. And that will be covered in several shows. And so I'm looking forward to the interaction of people to be able to call in. It's 800-313-9443, RBN, shortwave 12.180.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Yes, indeed. Hello, audience. This is Wynn Parker, and what we're going to do is just give a brief touching base with something that may be very important for all the folks that get tasered by taser instruments by the police or somebody else who's interested in tasering you. This is really something that's come up recently. I got a lot of questions on it. And this is really about up to 50,000 volts being pumped into your body for whatever particular reason the police or somebody else has it. And I want to make it real clear that a lot of these instruments can be misused. Most of the time, these instruments were devised for very, very tough times. In terms of folks that were really doing some very, very bad things. But what can happen here is you need to know that a lot of people are being tasered for reasons of which we will not find out. I mean, it could be for political reasons. They could be chasing you down. You could have somebody in concert with a mistake chasing you down. All these things are not my issue. Those are political issues which can be taken up at another time. My issue is that the folks who have this happen to them do not know the opportunities are to get the right test done on their body or request them if they're able to still be awake to help save them from all kinds of potential heart attacks. It can cause blood clots and long-term damage to vital organs. The first real idea here is that there's a test which is called cardiac trophin. A cardiac trophin is the name of the test, and it's a very specific test for as a biochemical marker for myocardial cell damage, and it has essentially replaced the test, which I've always felt was a good test, and I still think it is. It's called the creatinine kinase MB. And CKMB MB stands for a gene, which is a diagnostic marker for a myocardial injury. a lot of times the cardiotrophin gives a more specific answer, but there can be some false positives from this. And this is what I want to bring out, that if you have certain autoantibodies in your body, for instance, you have an immune response in your body, that cardiotrophin answer from the taser may give you a false answer. You could already have a clot, or you could already have a rheumatoid factor for rheumatoid arthritis, for instance, or you might have a high concentration of alkaline phosphatase, which is an energy enzyme which is necessary for the cells to function, but you might have an incapacity of that, an immunocompromised alkaline phosphatase. So what I'm recommending is that the cardiotrophin still be mentioned to the emergency physician when you get in there, but the whole thing is that you should still focus on the idea of the CPK and the CPK-MB. The list of tests down the road, you could even write these down, is one, the prothrombin time. It's called ProTime, and what this test is about is the substance which is necessary to make sure that your blood is clotting properly. This is absolutely critical. The other is the CPK itself, which I've already mentioned. Normal range for that is quite wide, but it's 45 to 234 units per liter. But anything below that or above that, you're in trouble. The next thing to remember is called the emergency room panel. Emergency room panels are glucose, the BUN, which is for the kidney, creatinine, which is necessary for your kidney end product, calcium, sodium, potassium, chloride, CO2. These are electrolytes which are absolutely critical, and that's called an emergency room panel. Normally that's called a routine blood panel, but when you're in trouble, you call an emergency room panel. The other one is the CKMB, which I've mentioned, which is for the enzyme and gene trigger for the actual heart damage, which can go and be triggered into your spine. The other, of course, is the trophin, which I've already mentioned. And the other, of course, is a complete blood count, which the differential, which is the determination of your white cells, their neutrophils, lymphocyte, monocyte, eosinophils, and basophils. I'll have all kinds of shows on these different cells and how they're managed by research and by the government as to how they control the various forms of tests and pharmaceuticals from each one of these white cells. That's almost 4 months of shows right there. The other is a hemogram, which is the total white count in relationship to the kinds of iron and oxygen that's in the red cells, and then, of course, platelets, which are necessary for coagulation. Tasers can literally destroy your platelets, and if you destroy your platelets, you're not able to have coagulation of your blood. The other is the electrocardiogram, of course. This has to have certain PS and QT waves, have to be normal, and I'll explain a few things about that later on in the show. As to how that can change a genetic code and have permanent damage for your heart completely. So those are the tests that you need to have on your lips or on a card or something in your wallet or purse to be able to have those ready in case you are tasered. I don't know, not everyone's going to be tasered, as I said. But the implications for this are the fact that not only are you damaged by myocardial infarctions, and an ST wave on your electrocardiogram can be faulty, but the point is that the idea behind this is that you're interfering with factors in the body that are interfering with your antibodies. And these antibodies are absolutely essential for your immunological system. When you not come back for years, you could change the whole system by which the spine is going to be able to record the various genes that are necessary for your immune system. So these kinds of things are not the question of outguessing a physician or during the rest of the day. This is where I see people need to take it in their own hands, the type of tests that really need to be done. And a lot of insurance companies, of course, are all going to come out and say, well, we don't want to have that done, and so forth. But if you have palpitating chests like I've seen, and the chests are moving like a science fiction film, and they're literally your cave, and it's doing it on its own from the tasering, where the center of the body is curling into itself. You want to know these tests, and that's a fact. And I understand that there was a very fine, high-level journalist who was tasered, who was affiliated with RBN. And I don't know the circumstances of it and the whole thing, but as far as I'm concerned, this fine fellow is lucky to be alive. That's what I see out of it. Okay, if you have any questions about those tests, well, you can call in, or you can get the list, or you can go to my email, which is at kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I'll make sure that you get a list of that. Okay, anyone really want to do, find out a little bit more concerning how water is affected in the body by this electric shock, I'm going to go into that as well, where you have additions of disinfectant byproducts in the water, of which I understand now we're up to 1,500 disinfectant byproducts and in the water. And these disinfectant byproducts are very highly electrically charged and can influence a lot of the secondary cancerous products that are produced as a result of the electrocution from the taser. And you don't need that. You already have that going on in your body, so you don't need to have that happen to you again. So where I'm at on this one is be careful. Do not delve into anything that will harm you electrically after you get the 50,000 volts. You can have, for instance, in your home, you have 120 volts from an electrical outlet in your home. And I can say that the brain wave damage from 50,000 volts plus the change of the cardiac trophin result can cause a different change in the conceptual idea of what's the glia cells of the brain to change dramatically. So, and this is another point of why I mentioned the breaking of the silence from Hiroshima. Hiroshima, when I saw that exhibit and the rest of it, what we have tried for some time in medicine and the rest of it, in law and the rest of it, you got to, there should be what's called a more awareness about non-proliferation of forces that cause changes in the body that are affecting us in various ways that I'll get into in other shows. I call it the idea of knowledge about nuclear politics. And I feel strongly that the younger people should know more about nuclear politics and be able to implement them properly in their everyday world. We'll be right back. This is RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
This is Wynn Parker at Parker's Pathways. Hello, audience, and we're back again with Wynn Parker, Parker's Pathways. And I wanted to bring up to the attention of the audience concerning water and what it was has been drunk and drinking and doing it from tap water. We'll start out with something real simple, which was a big expose in 1988. In the Medical Journal of Epidemiology in March 1988, there were two researchers, Kristen Waller and Shauna Swan, and they did a what's called a longitudinal study of a lot of people drinking water out of the tap, and they were just working with chlorine at that time, and they were doing chloramine studies later. Chloramine is ammonia added to the water to make the chloramine be a disinfectant, which is very, according to people that have promoted this idea in the government as a secondary disinfectant, but a lot of states are using it as a primary disinfectant. And there's an MSDS sheet. These are sheets used by industry. It's a chemistry book where if anyone has any accident from the use of the contaminants, they can have an antidote. Chloramine has had a skull and crossbones on it for some time, and just recently they changed it to an X. So when you see the tankers going down the road and they have the X on there, you're talking about something that's hazardous. The skull and crossbones was taken off of chloramine, and of course the ammonia is added to the water to increase the action of chlorine. Kristen Waller and Swan drank many cups of daily cold, unfiltered water, 5,800 females over a period of time, 3 years. It caused a 15% rate of miscarriage in females, and it had less than 75 parts per million of trihalomethanes. Now, these are trihalomethanes are products which are, you're told in a water report, well, they're formations of chemicals from chlorine. They're actually methyl products that are the result of industry formations from what are called secondary products that are made from deteriorated products that are all carcinogenic. The thing about chloramine is that it's called genotoxic. In other words, it can destroy genes, and that's what's in the tap water. No matter what the government tells you, this is the truth of it. So we jump back to Waller and Swan, and they had a 75 parts per million of trihalomethanes. The miscarriage rate for 5,478 females in 1988 was 9.5%. The study showed an 18.4% of the women who drank the water was much higher than the trihalomethane levels, which ranged up to 157 parts per minute. This was done for 78 municipal water utilities in three counties, and they also at that time had chloroform. Those are byproducts found in the chlorinated water, and then organic matter, which the government today has said that all this comes from organic matter. This was one of the most shocking epidemiology reports that could ever possibly be. The Journal of Epidemiology in this study was not totally, you might say, suppressed, but was not exposed until 1992, drawn from comparable studies by Waller and Swan in 1992 in the California Department of Health Services. In 1993, by that time, there were approximately 317 research peer review systems done on human beings where and animals. And the EPA in 1998 said, well, even though cancer can happen in the liver of animals and leukemia can happen in the blood of animals, the states can still use chloramine in the water as long as a disinfectant, quote, as long as it's dose-related. So since that time, the government has made a whole agency in the EPA based upon this concept. There's a higher risk of spontaneous abortion and from the combination of the chloramine. And that's why I want a change in the law and having a grand jury of science and technology to make reviews of these bureaucratic decisions. And I look for you on the other end of it, the break, and we'll get into the collateral health damage from chloramine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is Wynn Parker at Parker Pathways. Do we have Don on the line? Do we have Don on the line?
I am here. Congrats on the new show. When you first talk to somebody and stuff like that, it doesn't sound like they're there, but we have to wait for this little beep to go through before we can actually get on. So that's why, you know, there's a little hesitation and stuff like that.
Okay.
I want to bring up the point where you were talking about the tasers and stuff like that. Have you seen Aaron Russo's film yet, America, Freedom, and the Fascism?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Within that, they have a scene, you know, from a police video camera, you know, in a cruiser, basically. They pull over some woman, and they basically taser her twice because her license has been expired. They taser this woman twice because her her license expired.
My God.
Yeah. Everybody needs to see that movie.
Yeah. What I'm concerned about this is that there are some people that can die from this.
Oh, yeah.
And the chemistry of it lingers. It's a perfect example of this. If you took a pan of water and boiled it, then you turn the fire off, you still have residual heat, which is in the water. In the body, what happens there is that when the cells are destroyed, that residual heat continues into the bone marrow. And that's what I am talking about with this CPK and B test. That's why it's so important, because you continue, quote, to work it through. You continue to boil
in the bone marrow, you say?
In the bone marrow, yeah.
Hmm. I mean, what's it do? It sort of like spongiforms it or something like that?
And what happens is what happens with that is that you can recover, quote, from this, but the nerve damage from it, from that bone marrow signal, is where the problems are. That's why a lot of people end up in wheelchairs for the rest of their life.
Hmm.
For this reason.
Are you for, speaking of stuff like that, are you for stem cell research or not?
Stem cell research, I feel, is after the what I call explosive technologies of perfecting it. Stem cell research may be one of the greatest advances in gene therapies down the road. Right now it's primitive, but it does have implications that are so beneficial that it staggers the imagination.
Right now, I think, you know, it's a phony argument, you know, in this country that, you know, they don't want to do it for, you know, such and such reasons because, I mean, well, you know, I mean, you know, to jump ahead, you know, I mean, all these other countries are, you know, investigating it and stuff like that, and they're the ones that are going to be, you know, curing the cures.
That's exactly right. In fact, the Pope is visiting Germany, Don. He's visiting Germany in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, for the creation thing, whatever.
Yeah, and the German country has placed as their national theme, country of ideas. And 92% of their budget is going to be for genetic engineering.
No kidding.
And they are taking many of the cities already and converting them into business lab centers, similar to Singapore and Shanghai. A lot of the American researchers, to get away from the political restrictions and requirements that Congress has laid out, are going to Shanghai and Singapore and Germany
droves. You know, a lot of that stuff's still going on in this country. Just it's under, you know, hush-hush agreements, you know.
That's right. Exactly right. And I think, but if you look at the way that I presented this one time a couple interviews ago, our immune system is being compromised. If we like it or not, that's the truth of it. On this planet, this is the way it's going, and a lot of these gene structures are just becoming depleted. If we don't do something about it in terms of creating a process by which we can defend ourselves through a what I call a clean system of cell division, human beings as we know it, Homo sapiens as we know it, will become extinct. And this is the truth. I mean, you know, the public doesn't hear that from science or so, but that's the truth of it. And the University of Idaho has a very interesting experiment that they did with cloned mules, and they have four mules that they've cloned. And they're using skin cells from a mule fetus, and they're not identical to any adult male, and they have several brothers and sisters, and humans have a similar chemistry to horses and horses to humans by the amounts of calcium in their cells. And the calcium imbalances in a human can cause the basis of human disease, which is such as prostate cancer and diabetes. People don't realize that the calcium pathway, this is another reason for the name of my show, because pathways have to do in chemistry, you know, cascades of reactions of things. But these three mules have a calcium system now of which they will not get cancer so far. And the importance of calcium and how quickly the cell divides is really the biomarker. Well, if we didn't have stem cell research or we didn't have the cloning system, we would never be able to change that calcium system to keep from getting cancer in those mules. And so, and the University of Iowa has named the mules. One is called Clone Zone, one's called Utah Pioneer, one's called Idaho Star, and the other one is Idaho Gem. Real cute. I'm looking at their picture right now, and they just look amazing. But this is the direction that that we need to go in stem cell. We need to open our minds to the fact that I mentioned this before. You cannot put a gene where it doesn't want to go, and the public doesn't have that kind of information. All what they hear are the radical things and the rest of it. You cannot force things to go where they don't want to go.
Yeah, why would somebody think up putting a roach gene in tomatoes? I mean, something like that is just, you know, that's beyond, you know, literacy. I don't know. How can you figure that out?
Yeah, well, what's happening with that is the series string, what's called the series string of the gene structures on the next chromosome. What they're doing is not trying to put the roach gene, we'll say, into the tomato. What they're trying to do is to change the enzyme or the energy system. It's called kinases. And what they're doing, in fact, is to, any kind of experiment like that, is to increase the formation of lycopene in the tomato. There's some experiments like that. And that lycopene is essential for men in terms of prostate cancer. You can prevent literally prostate cancer right off the top with lycopene.
Yeah, eat a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, Don, is that a lot of the plants that have been growing on the earth are starting to be depleted for all kinds of reasons. We have our herbs and our systems based upon those plants. Most of the pharmacology started that way, and now most of the pharmacology is made by synthetic drugs. So you have to have another way to genetically what's called work within the same amino acid species. When you look in order to create these kinds of real powerful immunological agents that you can't get from plants because the plants are not reproducing as they should. And by the way, one of the reasons they're not reproducing as they should is the fact that we're losing our bees on the earth.
The bees?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, a few years back, I mean, I remember not seeing any honeybees for a long time, and I've got a lot of clover in my backyard and stuff, and I mean, they came out right, you know, basically and said that there was this little red mite that was getting into the beehives and basically decimating them. And I think, personally, I think that somebody, you know, actually introduced these mites to some killer bee nests, you know, to kill them off, and of course, you know, they crossbred and stuff like that, and they passed them over to the good bees, the European bees, which is what we have here. And, you know, that's why we lost so many of them.
I know. And I think, well, that was, I believe that the mite was getting in the intestine.
Well, it was burrowing.
Of the honeybee.
I believe it was burrowing into them underneath, like, their scales.
Exactly, yeah. And the story I remember that they were putting out to the public, that amazing story. They had a drunk beehive person in Brazil who accidentally put one slab of one bee promoted this whole thing in
right back in 69 or
something. Yeah, the killer bees developed from that, and then of course they've migrated up and they're now into North America, and this is the story we get. And I think, but I don't know how to say if somebody did this on purpose, you know, quote, but the problem we got here is serious, because those killer bees, they warn you before you get close to their nest. In other words, they use their head. They bump you, and as long as they're bumping you, they're letting you know you do not get in their zone where that hive is. And the problem here is that I am very concerned, because the killer bees are not making the honey that the honeybees make. Number one. That's number one. Number two,
they're also not pollinating.
They're not pollinating. And they had a I forgot which ballpark it was just a couple of weeks ago. They had a killer beehive go into the ballpark in the stands and decide to make its home there. So they had to evacuate hundreds of people out of their seats. And I wish I could remember that ballpark's name. But anyway, the whole thing was that they took over the ballpark. They took over the ballpark. And the bees decided that not only were they going to take over the ballpark, but they made their home in 17 minutes. Can you believe this?
That is incredible.
Billions, Don, billions of bees, killer bees, made their home in a national ballpark in 17 minutes.
Wow.
Now, that's scary to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that is scary stuff. And so the only way that you can change that is that you have to have a sex frenome that's going to change their signals. That's one of the ways that I think it needs
pheromone,
to be done.
You say.
Yeah, we need a pheromone in there. We really do. I think we need to change the chemistry of the sex signal so that those bees will be able to have a different direction as to how they want to work with it. But the problem is they're killing off the honeybees. And we lose the bees, we're losing the plants, which in turn we're losing all of the chemistry that we need as humans. So this is a serious business all the way around, and I know that there are enormous number of research projects related to plants and animals and the rest of it. And I've told and I know where they're being conducted, and I will talk a lot about this in other shows because this is very important. I told someone last night that I was going to talk about this, and if they don't kick me off the air or something, you know. But the thing comes down to the fact that you can walk down the hallway of a university graduate school system, and on your right you're going to have graduate students that are being educated on how to destroy things, and on the left side you've got the graduate students that are doing their graduate studies on the new ideas on how to save things. In other words, they're modeling it after the government's model.
Mm-hmm.
See? And that's reality. That's reality. I'm not criticizing the United States government. Without taxpayer money being allocated through those agencies, we would have very little going on out here. But the thing comes down to the fact that those researchers can't talk. And so here's where I come in. Not that I'm out to mess up somebody's grant, but, you know, that's not my point.
Have you ever looked into the zebra mussels thing? You know, how they got introduced into this country?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Because I don't buy their story. You know, I mean, of course they came from Scandinavian countries and stuff like that, and they were supposedly filled up with the ballast of the ship, you know, and they dropped it in, you know, to the Great Lakes, you know, at Port St. Clair.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, unanswered questions about that. I'm sorry I'm taking up so much of your time, but
no.
You know, I do have a lot to say right now.
Yeah.
But right there at Port St. Clair where they got dropped off, it was the at one time the most polluted waterway in the country, and ain't it strange that that's where these natural water filters were accidentally dumped into the water. Thing is, they didn't clean it up. They just they moved on and proliferated someplace else.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Not
yeah.
billions.
Yeah, and by the way, they're clogging up the whole system.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
They're clogging up. It's estimated that these particular shellfish and the rest of it will end up taking over America is pretty much where to put it. I mean, it's that serious. Yeah, it's that serious. So, a lot of these natural ways of taking care of the contaminants that are in the water are a good idea as long as we place into the equation energy systems and engineering systems of which are states of the art at this time. This has always been my thesis, that what we need are advances in reverse osmosis and ozonation and ultraviolet light and plasma, laser research, which is going on. But the EPA particularly does not like oxygen-based technologies. It says it doesn't fit their model. they don't want to discuss reverse osmosis because the whole process here is it costs too much. Well, the whole point is that the state of the art can be invented to do that. So that's why they're sticking to UV as their government model that they don't tell the public about.
You mind if I hold over?
Okay. It's good to have you on, Don. And we'll see what we can do here. You have to excuse me. It's my first show, so we got all these technical things I got to worry about.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, this is Win Parker, Parker's Pathways. Win Parker here, Parker Pathways on RBN. I believe we still have Don from Ohio still on.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'll jump around here real quick and try to get off and let somebody else on. I'm sorry for taking up so much time. First off, the viruses that they're adding to the meats now, is it saying something about the preservatives that they're now using are not, you know, basically strong enough to stop bacteria from growing or what?
You're talking about the
adding the viruses to hot dogs and stuff like that. No?
Yeah, well, you're talking about that recent FDA-approved quote spray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to. Well, there are two sides of the story on that one. The first side of the story is if you have bought any meat in the past, let's go clear back 8 years to 10 years. You can't keep it in the refrigerator too long. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna spoil all your. You could say, well, it's an energy efficient refrigerator or something of that sort. But the whole point here is a lot of those meats are from animals that they've done the best they can to keep them going, have them cleaned up, and the whole thing. They've given them antibiotics. Some of the things, the bacteria have mutated, and they don't handle it too well. And in the meat, so these bacteriophages that have been invented, there's a whole family of them. And the whole thing is that when you're spraying that on the meat, what you're trying to do is to stop the growth of a mutation. That's what that's about. Now, the FDA didn't approve of this first, but two large European companies bought the company in America that makes that bacteriophage. Then the FDA approved it. And this was only about a week ago that they came out and said, we're going to finally approve it.
They passed it that quickly.
Yeah. So the whole point here is to try to keep the mutated viruses from growing in the meat, not on the meat. That's the deal. And so, and also, the company wants to put it in dish soap. They want to put it into powdered soap. They want to do as the Japanese have been doing for some time, where they've been using genetically engineered soap, where you don't use water. But there's other problems with that. But they've been doing that for a long time in Japan. This is 40,000 light years past that invention. And what they're trying to do is to put this in anything that's a liquid. That's the goal. So by the year 2015, what the global scientists have in mind with these bacteriophages is to put in anything that's liquid that we use to rub, touch, or scrub. And the reason for that is that a lot of these viruses are surviving. And that are very harmful viruses. I know that may not be the answer you expected, but that's the truth of it.
I'll tell you, it's been a very interesting show. I mean, it's been, you know, I don't know, I have really enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm glad you called, Don. I appreciate you calling my show, and I'm happy that RBN asked me to have my own show. I mean. I'm really honored to be with an audience. It's got an upbeat. We have to see the good stuff in all these things, Don. You know what I mean? I mean, we have to look at the good stuff. And then from that, build on that in the real world on how to change the laws for real and how to influence medicine for real and how to get, we're past the idea of going to Congress. You know, going to Congress is one pathway, and we need to do that. But we need a knowledge increase. We've got to put this in a whole nother level. That's what I'm all about. We got to get the public on a whole nother level of thinking here. And I appreciate you being on.
Yeah, have a good one, and I hope your career with RBN is a long one.
Thank you, Don.
If we're not careful, we may find ourselves.
Oh, out there. In terms of. Okay. Excuse the audience there. We had a little lapse in terms of thunder strikes. The thing comes down to, I wanted to continue this other subject about chloramine being added into the water. It's added to chlorine, and chlorine causes breast cancer in females and infertility. Bladder cancers in males, this is a male-female difference. It doesn't affect males and females the same way, the chlorine and the chloramine. And,